Beginning our new Masechta, Masechta Kinim, the last Masechta in Seder Kachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Kati brings a brief introduction. Mishnah Zuhi Psicha Masechta Kula, our Mishnah will be an introduction to the whole Masechta. The Balan comes to teach us, Ma Bein, what's the difference between a Chatas Ha'of, a carbon Chatas Ha'of of a bird offering, to an Ola Ha'of, a carbon Ola of a bird offering? Uma Bein Kan Chova, the carbon of Nadava. What's the difference between a kan? Kan, we had mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta, is always going to be two. It's technically a kan means a nest, but in the Masechta here it means two, a pair. So kan, a pair of birds that are coming as an obligation for korban, being kan chova, to a korban of an oaf nedava. Oaf is coming as a nedava, as a voluntary offering. Ulfidarka Mevia HaMishnah also will discuss what's the difference between a chatas ha'of to a chatas behema, a chatas bird offering to a chatas animal offering, as well as the difference between an olas ha'of to an olas behema, an ola bird offering to an ola animal offering, as well as what's the difference between a neder and a nedava. That is a promise. Nedava is kind of like a promise, but not exactly, as it will be explained. So here we go. Chatas ha'of na'ases lamata. The korban chatas ha'of is done below, meaning mazim midam. We place the blood on the wall of the mizbeach below the chut ha'sikra, as it says, v'chiza midam ha'chatas al kira mizbeach v'anishar badam yimatza el yisod mizbeach. So which is the wall that the shiran, the leftovers, can gather towards the yisod of the mizbeach? This is kira tachton, the lower part of the wall, meaning from below the chut ha'sikra. She'ilu bekir, if it's on the wall, shlamala above the chut ha'sikra, however it's possible, she'is matzah ha'dam, the blood will gather on the soviv that protrudes outside the mizbeach, and then it will not go down to the yisod. And therefore, that would be puzzle. If the blood is spritzed above the soviv, then it gathers on the soviv, it will not go down to the yisod, it would be puzzle. If you look back in the Masechta Midos, back at the beginning of Perek Gimel, we had an image there of the Mizbeach, both sides. And you see there, the Soviv is what protruded alongside the Mizbeach. And the Chut HaSikra, which is below the Soviv, that was this red line that went all around the Mizbeach. So we're learning over here that the Chut HaSa'of has to be done below the Chut HaSikra, so that the remaining blood can gather in the Yesod on the bottom of the Mizbeach, and not above the Chut HaSikra, in a way that the blood would gather on the Soviv that protrudes above the Chut HaSikra, and would prevent it from going down to the Yesod. And we'll see as well in our mission, the next Mishnayos, that it's essential that the blood is placed in the right spot, otherwise the korban is going to be invalid. So the Chatas Ha'of is done below the Chut HaSikra. The Chatas Behema, whereas the Chatas Behema is Lamal, is above this red line around the Mizbech, above the Chut HaSikra. Again, look at the image in the beginning of Perek Gimel in Masechta Midos. There's a diagram there exactly where the Chut HaSikra is. Shneimar, as it says, by the Hazah of a behema, of a chatas behema, it says, al karnos, on the corners of the bech, which means it's got to be above the chut ha'sikra. Now, olas sa'of, na'asas lamala, the carbon olas sa'of is done above, the malika is done on the top of the mizbeach, in the southeast corner, umatzim es damma, and the blood is placed, al kira mizbeach, on the wall of mizbeach, above the chut ha'sikra. Shneimar, as it says, Umalak es rosho v'hikter mezbecha v'nimsa damo al kir mezbeach. We dash out, just like the haktar, the burning, is on top of the mezbeach, so to the malika. And the mitzvah damo, the placing of the blood, is on top of the mezbeach. Hayinu lamala, above the chut ha'sikra. V'olas ha'behema, lamata. Akorban ola v'behema, then below the chut ha'sikra, shtunihi matan dam, because it needs the matan dam, the spritching of the blood. Shtema tonashin arba, two which is four. Meaning you hit it on an angle of the mezbeach, so the two spritches end up being four. Connected the Yesod, the Hainu Bezavis Mizrachis, as the northeast corner, Ubezavis connect, and the opposite corner in the southwest. Like we learned back in Tech Tazvachim and Parakei, and so too to Sharkup or other Karbanos that are done below the Chut HaSikra would follow the same protocol. And Imshina Bezeh Ubezeh, see the Kohen, he changes. Shehiza Kohen Midama Chatas, the Kohen spritches the blood of the Chatas Oaf above the Chut HaSikra when it should be below. Or he does the mitzvah of the dam of the olas ha'of below the chut ha'sikra when it should be done above. Then puzzle, the carbon is going to be puzzle. And seder kinim, the order of the kinim, meaning of the shtei torim or the shnei b'nei yonah, the two pigeons or the two doves, kachu, this is the order. Hachova, kinei chova, shmevim hachayavim lahavi kan, those that are obligated to bring a kan. Could go on, for example, a zav or a zava or yoledes, where they're obligated to bring these karbanos. Echad chatas v'echad ola. When they bring this kan, this set of two birds, one is brought as a korban chatas, and one is brought as a korban ola. B'nedarim u'b'nedavos, however, one who brings as a neder, or as a nedava, a kan, or a korban ofos, kulon olos, and they're all going to be a korban ola. Kol mash nadav v'nadav, whatever one is nadar or nadav, hayu makrivim olos b'vadi, only brings it as a korban ola. She'ein mevi'im b'nedu b'nedava ela olos u'shlamim b'lad, because via a neder, or via a nedava, you only bring korban olos and korban shlamim. Now, with regards to ofos, birds, there are no shlamim. Therefore, with regards to a neder or a nedava of an oaf, it's always going to be a korban ola. Now, ezehud neder, what is a neder? So ha'omer hari alai ola. One says, behold, it's upon me a korban olas oaf. Or one says, hari alai olas behema, behold, it's upon me a korban olas behema. Or he says, hari alai shlam, behold, it's upon me a shlamim. Now, ve'ezehi neder, what's a nedava? Ha'omer hari zu ola, behold, this bird is an ola. Or behold, this behema is an ola. Or behold, this is a shlamim. Now, ma bein nedarim nedavas, what's the difference between a neder and a nedava? Ella, shanadar abayet, neder, the din is, she'im mesu onigdivu, if the karbanos die or get stolen, la'achar she'er frishim, after they're already set aside, chayevim b'achar yusam, one's obligated to take a chayas, to bring different karbanos in their place. Because he said, hari alai, it's upon me. Meaning, calls man, as long as I didn't bring my karban, I still have to fulfill it. Whereas in a davos, the din is, she'im mesu onigdivu, if they die or they get stolen, ain chayevim b'achar yusam, one's not chayevim b'achar. Why? Because the nedava was on this, hare zu. Now, if this is gone, because it died or was stolen, I'm not chayav anymore in its achrayas, and therefore, there'd be no need to bring a karban. That's the essential difference between a neder and a nedava. And Mishnah base. Chatas, shenis arva be'ola. What happens if a chatas se'ov gets mixed with an ola se'ov? Ve'ola be'chatas, or an ola se'ov gets mixed with a chatas se'ov. Afilu echad biriboy, even one bird of a chatas in 1,000 birds of ola, or one bird of an ola in 1,000 birds of chatas. Yamuzu kulam, they all have to die, all the birds. Shehoil v'chatas ha'ov, naslamat, since the chatas ha'ov is done below the chatas sikra, and the ola ha'ov is done above the chatas sikra, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, if one changes, we learned that they're puzzle. So therefore, in this case, you can't be makar of them at all. Because each one is a suffix. Maybe it's a chatas, maybe it's an ola. We don't say that it's batal and rove, because a balchai is chashiv, and it's not batal and rove. And v'chein ein l'hashus, and we don't delay until it receives a mum, and you can redeem it, because with regards to the birds, there is no redeeming, there's no pigeon. Therefore, they all have to die, even if it's 1 in 1,000. All of them have to die. Chatas ha'of. Now, one was a chatas ha'of. Shenis arva b'chova. That gets mixed into kine chova stumos. Kinin, they're being brought as an obligation, and they are stumos. So what's stumos? We have mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta that a kan stuma is one who is bringing a kan, and is not who does not stipulate which bird should be the chatas and which bird should be the ola. So in this example, the kohen, who's being makavit, can pick himself. He wants this bird as the chatas, and this one as the ola. A kohen can make the decision. Now, v'mhevi adam, if a person is bringing kama kinim stumos, a bunch of kine stumos, at one time, and he does not stipulate for each kan on its own, so then the kohen can be makav half of them as a chatas and half of them as an ola. Because again, each kan is always two birds. One for a chatas, one for an ola. In this case, the kohen can just gather them all together. If there are 10 kinim, he'll just pick 5 as a chatas, 5 as an ola. Avalo chatos, he cannot pick more chatos than olos, and not more olos than chatos. So here the Mishnah is going to teach us now, that if it's chatas ha'of, you had a chatas ha'of that you set aside, to stam. It gets mixed into now kinim stumos of chova in kosher ella kaminyan chatos shebechova. It's only kosher like the minyan chatos shebechova. What does this mean? Let's see. Keep going. For example, if in this arv, if a chatos oof got mixed into two kinim of an isha of one woman, say she's bringing it as an obligation, it's a chova, she gave birth. Hainu. So now she has two kinim. So how many birds are there? There's going to be 4. Two of them have to be brought as a chatos. Two of them have to be brought as an ola. And then you have this one chatas that got mixed inside. So now, how many birds do you have total? You have 5. Echad mehem, one of them is the chatas that you set aside that got mixed in, and the other 4 are for the two kinim that you have. Ein yechelim lahavi me'elu elishni chatas. You could only bring now 2 korban chatos. K'minyan hachatos shebishtiyakim, like the number of chatos that you have in the two kinim. Why? Because 2 chatos you're definitely obligated to bring. And when you bring it, either Oshein HaChatos, either they are the actual Chatos of the Kinei Chova, or one is the chadas that got mixed inside, and the other one is the chadas from the kidney chova. Aval, however, to bring three now as a chadas is going to be aser. Why? Ah, you know you have three here. Why can't you bring three? Because maybe these three are going to be from two of the kinim. The ein yechayim lahakim, you cannot bring from two kinim only two chatos. So that's the problem over here. And an ola, that's us to be makav at all in this scenario. Why? Because maybe that's the chatos that got mixed inside. And the chayim to a two. So you have a chatos that gets mixed into three kinei chova, stumos. So you can bring now from this mixture three chatos. Like the number of chatos that you have in the three kinim. Because three of these birds are vardai, are korban chatas. Either they're from the actual kinim, or one's from the chatas that got mixed inside, the other two are from the kinim. Avla arba, but being four chatos, it's also to be makriv. Because maybe these four are going to be from three of the kinim. And you cannot be makriv, vein makrivim, you cannot be makriv from three kinim, four chatos, you can only be makriv three chatos. So that's the principle. And you can have the same thing in the reverse. V'chein ola. If an ola sof, a random ola sof, she's arva bechova, gets mixed into kinei chova stumos. Ein kosher el kvinyan olos shbechova. You can only bring olos like the amount that you have in the kinim. For example, if the olos of gets mixed into one kan, so you can be makav from the taruvis only one olos of, because there's definitely one olos of which is kosher here. Either it's the ol that got mixed inside, or it's the ol from the actual kan. However, to bring two olos is also to be makriv. Why? Because maybe both of them are from the kan, and it's also to be makiv two olos from one kan. And the chatas is also to be makiv at all, because maybe that chatas is the ola that got mixed inside. And so to give an olos of that gets mixed into two kinim, you only makiv two korban olos, like the number of olos that you have in these two kinim. Same protocol. And the Mishnah concludes, Bein shachovet meruba vanadava mimu etes. The Mishnah calls the olos of the korban nedava, because since korbanos of a nedava are always a ola, comes out that most olos are a nedava. And continuing the same theme that we're discussing, if you have a case of an ola sa'ov that gets mixed into kinei chova, whether the kinei chova are meruba, are greater, and the korban nedava, meaning the ola sa'ov, is smaller. For example, you have two olos sa'ov that got mixed into three kinei chova. Or bein shenedava meruba v'chova mu'etas. Going, for example, you have a kan chova achas, one kan chova that gets mixed into four olos. Again, ein kosher ela kavinyan olos shebikinei chova. We follow the same principle. It's only going to be kosher the number of olos that are in the kinei chova. And so too, a chatas that gets mixed into chova. Whether the chova is meruba and the chatas is the minority, whether the chatas is the meruba and the chova is the minority, we only make kosher the number of chatos in the kinei chova. And bein shishtein shabbos, whether they're both equal. For example, you have four olos that gets mixed into two kinei chova. So we only make kosher two of the olos, like the number of olos that you have in the kinei, in these kinim. And so too, you have two olos that gets mixed into one kan chova, only one olo would be kosher. And so too, if you have four chatos that gets mixed into two kinei chova, we're only going to make kosher two chatos. And lastly, if you have two chatos that gets mixed into one kan chova, we're only going to make kosher one chatas, achas one chatas. Because this is the principle. We could only make kosher the amount that's in that kan, nothing greater.